Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get you set now for already week four, the high school football season. Now we talk Royal Valley, and to be joined now by their head coach in David Boucher. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, thanks as always. Let's get right into it. Your team gets that first win of the year. You go, or I should say it's a home game last week. You get Riverside, you get the win 31-20. Take us back to that ball game a little bit. How nice was it to get that first win?
Oh, you know, it's always nice to win, but it's also even nicer to play hard and see the results of your effort, get to the result that you want, the outcome that you want with a win. But I don't know. I really feel like our kids just really enjoyed playing and playing a quality opponent in Riverside and getting after it.
Yeah, and Riverside, you know, they got off to a good start this year as well with a victory. And, you know, obviously the Big Seven is no joke week in and week out. But just the fact that the week before was a big loss to Nemaha Central. We talked last week about your team just chomping at the bit to really get back into it. And then going out and then able to finish and get that win, it's got to be a pretty good feeling there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this last week, that as a coaching staff, we felt the last week was our best week of practice to that point. And I feel like that, you know, this week, I feel like we've gone up even more and achieved even better results this week. It's been hot, though. My goodness, it's been hot. But I really felt our kids had the best practice of the year yesterday, and our JV kids really had a good game on Monday in the heat. And we just keep getting better, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, and there were certainly some days this week where it felt like that late July, early August type feel, but obviously fall's right here now, and we're pushing forward as we're getting close to the halfway point, and kind of talk about the opponent coming up as district play starts, but how would you assess the team 3 weeks in?
You know, I feel like roles are being clarified. We're able to see what we could be, I think, on film. I think, you know, our players evaluate themselves, and they see the growth every Monday with film, and I think they feel the growth when they watch their practice film and different things, and I feel like they're starting to believe in what we're doing and the training's working. We're a little over a year. This is my second year as the head coach and just the program installation, and you can kind of see the strides, and I feel like the community and the players feel that confidence from the work and paying off.
District play starts this week. Royal Valley at home. They take on Riley County. We'll talk about the opponent when we come back here on KNZA. Back here with Royal Valley head coach David Boucher as our locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM, getting you set for week four of high school football. Most teams in the state are getting ready for district play this week. You guys, on the other hand, have a non-league and non-district game. It's kind of weird how it's set up in Class 3A this year, but you're getting a team out of 2A. You're at home. You get Riley County. The Falcons are 0-3, but they have played such a difficult schedule out the gate. Two games at home against Silver Lake and Rossville, and then last week losing on the road at Rock Creek. What do you know about this Falcons team? What kind of ball game do you expect this week?
The Riley County Falcons are really good. I think we talked about it as coaches that they might be the best 0-3 team in the state of Kansas. Like you said, that their opponents have been strong, strong opponents in the Mid-East League, and the Mid-East League is traditionally a solid 2A, 3A league. And so we expect a hard-fought, well-coached game where the effort and little things and turnovers and penalties and mental errors will play even a bigger role this week than it has in any other week so far.
Is there a team maybe in the Big Seven that you can compare them to, maybe schematically with what they do, whether it's offense or defense? Do you see any kind of similarities between maybe teams you're more familiar with?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, they're basically a 55-45 run-pass team, so they're a very balanced team. In the past, Nemaha is a, 60-40. It's not like overwhelmingly run-pass. Perry LeCompton in the past has been fairly balanced. Now, we haven't played Perry in a couple of years, and we play them at the end of this year. But, you know, like a Nemaha or a Perry as far as their run-pass, defensively, they're a forefront team, which, traditionally Nemaha's been a forefront team, but they've been a five-front team the last 2 years, or an odd front, I should say. Very similar to maybe a Nemaha as far as schematics and so on and so forth. They have quality kids that you can just tell have been coached and worked hard, and we'll be ready to go on Friday.
Falcons, they're going to certainly be eager to get that first win of the year. You guys are going to want to keep that momentum rolling after the win over Riverside last week. What's it going to take? What are a few keys to get a win this week?
I think most games in the state of Kansas, if you can control the C-gap, if you can control the off-tackle play, whether it's a spread team or a double-tight wishbone team like we are, I think the tight end tackle, the movement that you get at the point of attack, especially off tackle, if you can have success there, then you can control the game and you win the game both on offense or defense. It doesn't really matter. So I think if we can compete, and whichever team can control that C gap, that's who's going to come out on top.
There it is, David Boucher, head coach at Royal Valley. They get Riley County coming up on Friday night, a home game, a non-league, non-district game for the Panthers. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, sir.